Okay, Chair, I have my devices rolling and the floor is yours.
Thank you. Well, welcome everyone. We're the City of Morro Bay Recreation and Parks Commission, and this is the regular meeting, March 18th, 2021 at 6 p.m. straight up. This meeting is being held via teleconference. There are five members on this committee, and to establish a quorum, we must have three members, but we have four members present today, so we do have a quorum. We'd like to welcome our new commissioner, Melissa Davis. Welcome, Melissa.
Welcome.
She's muted.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Now, if you would please join me in a moment of silence. Next is our Pledge of Allegiance. Dr. Bob, would you lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Certainly. I'm standing up. Everybody, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So moving right along here, our next item is announcements. Any announcements my fellow commissioners would like to make this evening?
I'd like to see that we're opening up our fields and everything for activities now. That's great.
Sure is.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I was just making a comment. I've noticed in the media that a lot of cities are opening up pickleball courts. So I think at some point we might, do the groundwork to assess if we can put in a few more, because I think that the pickleball is still really growing. And it might come in handy if we do down the road have a couple more courts in town.
All right. You sound like an old friend of mine.
Yes. I know. I thought he wasn't on the committee anymore.
Spirit.
Good.
Thank you, Drew. We will take a look at that and see what we can do to secure funding for a possible project down the road.
Any announcements from the city, Mr. Carmichael?
Thank you. Yes, I wanted to report that finally we're going to get some administrative help in this office, and we are looking forward to our friend Delilah Martinez rejoining our office. She's been gone for a year now, but we'll start back up Monday and help us in an administrative capacity.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah, we're very excited about that.
Good.
And as far as that's about all I wanted to announce right now, but I will turn that over to Angelica, and she has an announcement she'd like to make as well.
Guys, I just want to give a little update on youth services. That's our pretty popular program going on right now. The first week in March, so March 4th, we moved to campus, to Del Mar campus. It did change up our program a little bit. We also had one day to move, so that was tricky. But we were able to get out there. We have three different classrooms now that we occupy. We're providing care for 65 families, so support and care, I guess, is what we'll call it. We have five different cohorts. Things changed because of COVID. We're back on school sites now. We had to kind of limit our amount of kids that will be in the classrooms, along with a certain amount of staff. And so that changed some stuff for us. But I can say it's been a few weeks and we're happy to be on campus. I know the thing that got us through it was that the kids are so happy to be on campus. And that's nice. And hopefully in the next couple weeks when we move tiers, we may be able to offer care for more families. We do have a wait list. It's all kind of the same. We're still doing the virtual learning help. On Fridays, it's all day virtual learning. So we have kids all day those days. The other days we support the cohort. So some kids will go in the morning, we support them in the afternoon, and vice versa. Like I said, we're enjoying it. It's fun being back on campus. It is a challenge just going through the new schedules and the new rules. But overall, we like it. We also will be opening our registration for the next school year. I know it's kind of odd to be thinking about that, but we will. We have kindergartners who are registering for this upcoming school year, and they need to secure care. So we'll be offering our registration for our program next school year for our kindergartners' families, as well as our returning families. And then also everyone's gearing up for summer. People want to know what we're doing. We are going to be providing a summer program again. We just, at this moment, I don't totally know what it'll look like. It'll look something like what we ran last summer, but also hopefully we'll get to do a little more outdoor stuff. Last summer, we were kind of stuck inside still. So we're hoping to get the kids out to the beach again and the parks and all of those fun things. Probably not any big field trips to any amusement parks, but at least we'll get outside and play. So that's what we have upcoming. We look forward to continuing to offer programs for the kids and the families.
And Halaka, are there things right now that you guys, maybe since it's the first couple weeks of you opening to having kids back, like maybe more kids back in your program or thinking about having more kids, are there things that you're finding that you, you know, maybe you didn't think about that you might need to facilitate maybe more kids or just the kids that you have coming more regularly? Are there things that that you guys maybe like are finding that you're gonna need upcoming?
Thanks, Melissa. Well, space is a huge issue for us. And that's why I had to limit right now. We have a classroom on campus and that's ours. It will be ours forever. We had to try to get other classrooms available for us. The school is having that same issue that they have to separate so much that, you know, they're using all of their classrooms. So they've been really accommodating with us. And so space is one thing. And then again, cohorts and staffing for those cohorts and hours are kind of different too, with some kids, you know, having school for 3 hours and then Fridays it's all no school. So spacing is definitely something. And then I think just not really, the school has been really accommodating. They gave us Chromebooks for everyone. We get cleaning supplies from the district, and our families have been really great about like, what do you guys need? Pencils, you know, and the school district did give us a lot of supplies and stuff. So yeah, we've been doing pretty well. I mean, I think the move was just difficult for us, just figuring out everyone's, we had it so dialed in and it just like, we got shook up a little. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. But yeah, but thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know that, I have a fourth grader, you know, Stella. And I think that as schools are kind of opening back up, there's just things that they're finding like, oh, this isn't really something that we put a lot of attention to. And now it's like, oh, we need these things. And so I would like to ask that about your program too, because I'm sure that as, you know, you're back to normal, things are going to come up when you're like, oh, we need these, we need this stuff. And so,
Yeah. For sure. That's definitely happened. Things you didn't even think you knew you needed, you know, and, but yeah, we're slowly getting there. Luckily we had a full stocked classroom before.
Like you were getting ready for the year and you're like, yeah, cool. We have everything.
Oh, totally. We were set. We were good. And then, you know, packed up our boxes and moved.
Yeah.
But it's been great. We love it. It's nice. Just like I said, the kids just to see things like last Friday, we were in the library and they saw the librarian and like person. And that was so amazing for them. They were just like, couldn't even believe it. It was like a celebrity to them. So it was really sweet. The principal came in today and our kindergartners were just like, oh, she's the principal. So
they do live here, don't they? They live
they're real. Yeah. They thought I was the principal for a long time. So I really had to introduce them. Like, no, this is her. So, well, thank you, Melissa, for that support.
Yeah, thank you, Melissa. I appreciate that.
Mr. Chairman, I neglected to mention one other thing, if I might jump back in.
Oh, please do. Please do.
Yeah, and Angelica brought it up. It's basically gearing up for our summer programs, and we will again be offering our junior lifeguard program this summer. And we've been receiving quite a few phone calls about it. So just to let the community know, the program will go forward, and we will begin taking registrations on Monday, March 29th. Thank you.
Very good. Good to know. Thank you both for all your work. It's really, really appreciated.
Softball too, right, Kirk? We wanted to kind of talk about that. It's something. We're partnering with San Luis, City of SLO, to offer softball for our families that because we weren't ready to offer a full program yet. So that's another one.
Yeah, so that's our girls softball, the youth program. We're working together with the City of SLO, who will take on our teams and work with us on securing coaches. And then we'll work together to plan and schedule games where we'll play against the other surrounding communities' teams. The girls softball, we don't field enough teams here to keep it in our own town. So this is a standard practice for this program, is to reach out to the other communities to field enough teams to make it interesting for these kids. But thanks for bringing that up, Angelica.
Will there be kids? So just not necessarily Morro Bay kids, but like Los Osos kids, Cayucas kids, they can all participate, right, in the girls softball?
Yes, that's correct.
And is it just the older ages, or is it the younger kids too? Is there T-ball, or is it just kind of like girls softball from ages X to X?
Girls softball from ages X to X, but I couldn't tell you what those X's are right now.
But it isn't T-ball. It's not T-ball.
Yeah, this Coastal Little League handles our T-ball and coach pitch program for us. That's all I had, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. We'll move to the next item, which is presentations. The Morro Bay Senior Citizens Incorporated usually has a report. Mr. Carmichael, do you have a report?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And now typically one of you will act as the liaison to the seniors, Morro Bay Seniors Incorporated. We just lost, our Commissioner Sorich was our liaison for this last couple of years. And now that his term has ended here and Melissa Davis is now on board with us, we will be, one of our agenda items tonight would be to select one of you to be that liaison. So Skip's not here to report. I'll give you just a real quick update because there isn't a whole lot to talk about other than we are they're anxiously awaiting the reopening of the building, which the city has an unofficial or kind of unwritten rule right now that we're going to wait until we make it to the yellow tier before we'll start opening up city facilities again. And that being said, it's still up to the senior citizens organization as to whether or not they can secure enough volunteers to staff the building again. There's many folks who are just not ready to come back out into society because of the pandemic. So there'll be some challenges there. But we do expect to open up as soon as we hit the yellow or right on it, not as soon, but somewhere once we hit the yellow tier. In the meantime, we are still happy to be offering many activities that were housed here in the community center, but we've moved them outside. So our Tai Chi group continues to meet Tuesdays and Thursdays at 10:30 at Thailand's Park. Our walking group meets Wednesdays at 11. The pickleball is out there playing every day, and they've got assistance for the general public Monday through Saturday, 9 to 12. We've got a San Luis Obispo County Public Health Balance class, and that takes place Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10:30 right here in the Morro Bay Community Center parking lot. We also have Bocce Ball Group that meets Thursdays at 1 o'clock, and they're at the lawn area at Dylan's Park. And, of course, you can always join our swimming pool activities, aqua aerobics, Monday through Friday, 11:30 to 12:15, or lap swim that takes place Monday through Friday and Sunday, roughly around the same time. So check our websites for those specifics on that information. We are continuing here with the Recreation Office to provide the static medical equipment loan program on behalf of the Senior Center. Very popular program. Surprising that we receive one or two requests to check out or deliver something back daily. And let's see. I think that pretty much wraps up seniors. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. All right. We'll move along then to our next agenda item, which is the public comment period. Pursuant to Section 3 of Executive Order N29-20, issued by the Governor, Governor Newsom, on March 17, 2020, this meeting is being conducted telephonically through Zoom, broadcast live on cable channel 20, and streamed on the city website. Please be advised that pursuant to the executive order and to limit the spread of COVID-19 and to ensure the health and safety of the public by restricting human contact that could spread the COVID-19 virus, we are not meeting in person. The Veterans Hall is not open for this meeting. In fact, there is no physical location for public viewing. Remote public participation includes correspondence via email prior to this meeting or logging into this Zoom meeting as it is happening right now. So the question would be, do we have anyone in the queue this evening for public comment?
Thank you, Chair Carroll. I do not see any raised hands, nor do I see anyone in the queue.
Okay. Thank you very much. I do know that we received written correspondence a few days ago, and the written correspondence was regarding lap swim suggestions. Mr. Carmichael?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll go ahead and quickly go through the questions posed by the community. It was one gentleman specific to the swimming pool operations. Started with a thanks for allowing the opportunity to train in a wonderful pool. So we appreciate that as we all are out there putting ourselves at risk to provide these services to the public. His first question, expand lunch hour lap swim by 45 minutes to allow a fourth shift of reservations. And I'll go ahead and try to respond to these right now as I read them. And basically, we are limited by the amount of time that the Morro Bay High School will allow us in that pool. So at this time, we only have those 2.5 hours roughly, or however long we have to accommodate the numbers of laps or the lap swims that we're providing. So we're limited by the hours available with the high school. The second question he had offering was to reduce the time slots to 30 to 35 minutes to allow for this fourth shift of reservations. And that's a nice suggestion, and we'll take that into consideration and discussion. So I would thank him, and I will respond to his email too after our meeting tonight.
Can I ask you a quick question, Kirk, real quick?
Yes.
As far as the times that the high school allows for lap swimming, during breaks and summer, does the pool offer extended lap swim times because students aren't in school, like they're not in session? So does the pool have extended hours during those times?
It depends on their use, and if they are planning on hosting anything else, the high school takes first priority over use. But we do find that there are windows of opportunity where we can expand the program. It's also, of course, dependent on our staff. Many of them are high school or college students who oftentimes will take off during those breaks. So it's a balance between the time that's available to us, along with the high school's use, and then along with the staffing.
Okay. But yes. Thank you, Kirk.
Let's see. His second set of questions, set a maximum number of lap swim reservations of 3 times per week per account. And then the second part was set a maximum number of lap swim reservations 3 times per account on day one, so on and so on. This gentleman isn't familiar, I don't think, with our ActiveNet registration software, which limits our abilities. We're not able to do that. It would become a manual then operation for us to have to limit people's access to these activities. So that one we're not really able to help them with. It's more of a matter of getting on onto the registration system and being one of the first ones to grab those spots. So if there's a way we can circumvent this system to allow us that, we would certainly give it a try. And maybe when we get our staff, administrative staff back on, she can investigate a little deeper, I'll say. Then his number three suggestion was consider maintaining the one person, one lane policy through the fall of 2021. And that's rather ironic because we've been just discussing right now about increasing it to 2 people per lane to help us with the demand that we have. So that is an option that we're looking at, allowing cohorts or family members to go ahead and use the same lane, 2 people per lane. And again, we're testing that out right now, or we're talking about it right now. That is the practice that's taking place at the city of San Luis Obispo, and they oftentimes will act as one of the lead agencies here in regards to aquatics. And so we're happy to follow their lead oftentimes. So again, that's something that we're discussing. The fourth item.
Down here, we have not done it with the cohorts because it's really difficult to kind of take that extra step in finding out who's a part of the household, especially if they don't have the same last names.
Right.
And then it's like one of those things that you really have to get into. So we limit only one pair lane. However, with programming, like our swim teams, we're able to control that and verify that with household members in which we've allowed them to go 2 to a lane.
I see. And hi, Mike.
sorry, I was a little late today.
That's all right. I didn't know you were here. I would have turned to you to this one to help me answer this one. That's great information. Thank you very much. Yeah, we know it's going to be a challenge. And oftentimes, you know, we leave it up to the consumer or to the user to go ahead and follow these guidelines. But we do find that they can be abused. So appreciate your input on that one, Mike.
Yeah, and we've also been trying. We use Appointment King, and not even though we have Active, we're using Appointment King for the lane reservations. Supposedly, you are able to limit per day the number of slots that you can do, as well as weekly. But because we have a unique situation, we're not able to use that feature on it. So we do a quick manual of it, but it's very quickly, and it's been working well with that. And we find we do 30-minute and 60-minute increments, and we find that generally either people are swimming about 15 minutes or 45 minutes. And so that's why we kind of went with those two approaches. And with the Appointment King software, we're able to manage that effectively. I know with Active, as well as Sign Up Genius and everything like that, folks have been going with Waves, but we were more driven more towards customer service because individuals either wanted that 30-minute or 60-minute to give that flexibility, but also at the same time, we know lap swimmers have certain lanes that they like to swim in, and it allows them to reserve a specific lane.
Right.
Are you out there, are you doing aquatics classes as well?
Yes.
Do you find that maybe the people that would reserve a 15-minute lane might gravitate a little more toward a class and then not necessarily take up all the time for laps?
No, typically the 15 minute ones usually happen early in the morning, like at 6 a.m., because then they have to jump out and quickly go to work.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mike, we should talk offline. I'll get Katie on board and we'll give you a call one of these days.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. The final comment submitted from the community was in regards to our online systems and the numbering or how we list it on the registration system. And he's basically asking us to include a day and time to make it easier for folks to register. We did take a look at that and realized that stuff somehow fell off this last couple of months. So we've got that reloaded again, and we're happy to be able to at least support that request of our public. So that's all that the gentleman had submitted. And thank you, Mr. Chairman. Back to you.
Let me unmute myself. Okay, very good. Let's move on then. Our next item on the agenda would be the consent calendar. The items on the calendar are A1, approval of minutes from the Recreation and Parks Commission meeting September 17th, 2020. A2, approval of minutes from Recreation and Parks Commission meeting on January 1st, 2021. A3 would be the Recreation Service Division status report. And A4, the Recreation Service Division participation reports, July 2020 through February 2021. Do I have a motion to accept items A1 to A5?
I make a motion we accept and file A1 through A5.
I second.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing no opposition, A1 through A5 are received and filed.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick correction. We're only going to go A1 to A4.
Oh, is that true? Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
We'll get 5 next time.
Yeah, we will.
All righty. The next order of business then would be public hearings. And we see no public hearings this evening because of COVID-19. So we will move to our 4 business items. The first of which is to select a new chair and vice chair. What do you know about that? So we need to...
How many are there on here again?
There are 5.
Okay.
There are 5. And you're the only one that hasn't been elected.
No, all right.
I'm joking.
Melissa Davis.
That's right. It's okay. I'm used to it. I'm in the Rotary Club.
Oh, good.
They just signed me up for things and told me about it later.
Okay. Well, I'd like to nominate Melissa Davis for chair.
Do we have a second?
I don't know.
Unmute yourself, guys.
I was going to say we should keep it the same since you guys only did it twice.
Well, we can do that.
Let Ms. Davis get her feet wet on how we run, how we operate this for a while.
I take that back and I nominate
my feet wet.
Mr. Kevin Carroll for chairperson.
I second.
Okay, well, I've been here a while. I'll happily do it some more if we like, but we'd certainly let somebody else in if they so choose. But it looks like I'll keep on going then. Keep on trucking.
There you go.
So, Mr. Chairman, you had a nomination on the floor for Melissa Davis and for Kevin Carroll. So you need a motion to close the nominations in a second and then declare it closed and then call for a vote for your selection.
Hey, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'll do that. So So we have a motion to close. Okay. So we have a motion to close the nomination process.
I'll make motion to close them as it stands.
Second it.
Second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Okay, so we'll close that. And now we'll vote. Is that the next order of business then would be we would vote on?
Yes.
The chair, okay. So all in favor of Melissa as the chair, say aye. Opposed? All right. Nay, so how about all in favor of me being chair, Kevin Carroll?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Aye. Strong aye.
Okay. Opposed? Nay? So seeing no opposition then, we'll move. I'll be the chair. I'll continue the chair. I'll move to vice chair. The election of the vice chair, we would need to have a nomination. Currently, Mike is vice chair.
I think we should keep Mike going.
Mike to continue being vice chair.
I second that motion.
Thank you.
Okay. So all in favor of Mike as vice chair?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Seeing none, we'll keep Mike vice chair.
Congratulations, gentlemen.
Way to go. Congratulations all
Mike,
around.
What do you think? Good job, Mike.
There you go.
Good job. Okay. So now we will move on to C2, the election of the Morro Bay Senior Citizens Representative. We used to have a gentleman as the liaison. We need a new person. Do we have a nominee for the new person for the
Morro Bay? Is it normal protocol that the new youngest representative does that?
Probably.
I nominate Melissa Davis.
I second that nomination.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I will agree.
Good.
All right.
Melissa.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome. I'm going to call every single person for help. We will share the load.
Okay. So Melissa, just so you know, the Morro Bay Seniors Citizens Incorporated meet here at the, they're Zooming.
Okay.
Not meeting here. Normally we meet here in the Senior Center. Right now we're Zooming. And these are the second Wednesday of the month at 9:30.
A.M.?
A.M. So I'll shoot you the invite, or I'll make sure you're included in the invite from the seniors board.
I'll get the hint if I don't get the email.
You don't think seniors are still up at 9:30 at night, do you?
No.
Well, I mean, my Nana used to stay up regularly till midnight until she was in her 80s. So maybe I just hang around with a different kind of senior.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Melissa. Way to go.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
All right, very good. We will move on to C3, which it looks like it's the staff report, Prop 68 update. Mr. Carmichael.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a standing agenda item for our commission, and it's a verbal report that I will continue to provide until we really start digging in a little deeper. But at this time, we are moving forward rather slowly, though, with the project out at the Coleman restroom, at Coleman Beach. The project is the replacement of the restroom. We met earlier this month. I met with the team to discuss our project to help us move forward with a grant application. So just as a reminder, we submitted this grant application last year, and we're, I think, one of the first to respond. And then months after that, they revised what they needed for the grant, for the application. So we had to go back to the drawing board. So that's kind of where we are right now. And it's not overwhelming or too taxing. It's just a matter of carving out that time with our limited staff to make this happen. So we did meet with the team earlier this month. We will be revising the site plan to submit to the state. We will also need to recalculate our cost estimates. We will take a look at securing other funding from other pots of money here in the city to pick up the remainder of the cost of this project. And then we will resubmit our application, which is due December of 2021. And not that we're waiting, we're not going to wait to the deadline, of course. We'll get this submitted most likely next month so we can start the project. But we are shooting for the completion of the project in the summer of 2022. That's kind of what I have as a brief update, but I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Since Harbor is putting out those campsites right next to there, mm-hmm. and they're probably going to be using those bathrooms. Can we hit them up for little funds?
The Harbor Department will be providing funding to help fill the gaps on the, where the grant's not filling in entirely. So there will be funding coming from them. It won't be specifically from the camping program, but it's certainly something we can discuss.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry to see Mike Wilcox go. He'd been around a long time, but
yes.
We'll have to go meet Matt and, you know, start a relationship with him now.
Yeah. And that's all I have. If there's no further questions, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Next on our agenda would be C4. Update on the COVID-19 pandemic and recreation services.
Should we make a motion to approve and file C6 first?
C1. No, wait. Oh. Uh-oh. I got lost.
Well, we need to do C1, C2, and C3. We have enough motion to approve either of those.
Well,
yes,
you did C1 and C2. Through your voting process.
Right.
Okay. So we need a motion then to receive and file a C3. And
that's correct.
Drew. And then we need a second.
I'll second.
Okay. Well, I make a motion to receive and file C3 then.
And Melissa made a second. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So seeing no opposition, C3, staff report, Proposition 68 update is received and filed.
Thank you.
Now we need to move to C4, the update on COVID-19 pandemic and recreation services.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, sir. So COVID is still with us, and it's still certainly impacting the way that we conduct business here in this office. We've seen quite the flip us upside down kind of thing that took place this year with what we provide for the community. So I did want to say that we met Monday, I think it was just this last Monday, as Emergency Operations Center, which this was our 1 year anniversary of meeting as an emergency operation committee. Pardon me. I'm losing it here. It's getting a little late. It's almost my bedtime. So it was a 1 year anniversary where we would meet twice a month with a greater group to discuss, you know, how we can help ourselves during this pandemic. And then the city team would meet twice a week So there's an incredible number of meetings that we've had over this last year. But again, Monday marked the one-year anniversary of our first meeting. Let me see. I wanted to talk really quickly about COVID and how it has affected this office and how we've responded to it. And really, I want to focus on the staff that we have here with the Recreation Services Division. The staff here is, our part-time staff is mostly made up of young people around 20 years old and younger, certainly down all the way down to the 15-year-olds, the high school kids. And these, the staff is found with our youth services program as well as our aquatics program, lifeguarding the pool and teaching the swim lessons. These youngsters, I'll call them, are dealing with this COVID pandemic just like you and I, and it affects their daily lives just like it affects ours. And I'm not talking work-related, I'm talking about their personal lives. And there's a number of different effects that this has on your mental health, your emotional health, physical well-being. These youngsters are out here providing the service to this community with a smile on their face and care in their hearts. They are putting themselves in harm's way to serve the public. They are a solid, professional, compassionate public services, and I'm proud to have each and every one of them on my team. And I can't say enough about this staff and what they've done. Even while they're out there providing this service, they'll still smile while they're receiving complaints and nasty comments and whatnot that people will throw at them, because they're dealing with COVID, and it's a frustrating thing for all. And they're letting out their frustrations, but the staff that we have here rises above and deals with things with a smile on their face. And they are a fantastic group of people. And again, I'm proud to have them, proud to be working side by side with my entire staff. If you use our programs, youth services, swimming pool, maybe junior guards this summer, shout out a thank you. That's all I'd like to ask, because they're really knocking it out of the park. That's what I wanted to speak about tonight, about the COVID and how we're dealing with it. I would be happy to answer any other questions that you might have specifically about what we're doing.
I will just second what you're saying there, Kirk. I bring my daughter to the pool. She swims twice a week with Margaret, and I see all the kids at the pool when they're working. My dad goes swimming down there. I know multiple people that lap swim often, and those kids are doing a great job. The whole staff, Katie's doing a great job, and it's a really awesome environment. I just hope that they are able to get that fulfilling experience that they signed up for, you know, without too much whining and groaning from some salty Morro Bay folks. So definitely let them know that there's more than you that appreciates what they're doing. They're great kids too. I know a couple of them from the high school too. So thank you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also very glad to hear that. You know, every generation has its unique set of challenges, and this is certainly one that is very unique and very difficult. And I'm glad to hear they're rising to the occasion.
Thank you. Mike, you're muted.
Hey, just know that I'm there with you, brother.
Yeah, I know. It's a challenge, isn't it?
It is. And that's what I was dealing with beforehand, so.
Yeah, I agree. It's fantastic that they're out there helping and doing it. And it's a great experience, too, just because, you know, you can't have all the good stuff. You got to go with the bad and learn how to grow from that. So it's a good experience, and we thank you all. And Angelica, very good job, too. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Dr. Bob.
Yes, I want to say thank you, too. I think that you're doing a wonderful job over there. Everybody is. And it's a shame that all of us say things and act in ways that we are disappointed about later. And I'm sure that the kinds of people that are get frustrated and say things they shouldn't kick themselves right afterwards. But That's not an excuse for not trying to have a smile on your face too. So very well said, Kirk, and makes us all want to smile along and be appreciative. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin. And I wasn't trying to paint any kind of a negative picture, because we do have, you know, wonderful people that you know, with wonderful, you know, positive comments and smiles on their face and gifts that they bring to the staff and things like that.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah.
Good.
It is.
I'm sure. Yes.
Yeah. So thank you very much. If there's any other questions, I'm happy to ask. Otherwise, that's all I had for that item.
Okay. Well, thank you again. And may I have a motion to receive and file C4?
I'll make a motion.
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion.
Do I have a second?
To receive file four.
Second.
Good. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Seeing no opposition, C4, update on COVID-19 pandemic and recreation services, is received and filed. Let's move on now to C5, staff report discussion of spring and summer 2021 recreation activities.
Excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I worked briefly with the city manager to really put some thought down on paper here so we can discuss what we're trying to do and how we're trying to move forward. You know, we had the governor announced, was it the week or so, or 2 weeks ago Friday, that youth sports, you know, we're now, you know, allowed to open youth sports with certain modifications. And our phone rang off the hook Friday. We're ready to sign up. But where do I register? You know, and I'm having to say, time out, everybody. You know, we've been without staff for a year. So bear with us as we try to find folks to come on back to launch these activities. So this, our city and in my office, due to the pandemic combined with the difficult fiscal situation that we're in, we anticipated, you know, the lack of revenues coming in. So we did layoffs immediately. And as the report does indicate, we went from 4 full-time positions, 5 regular part-time staffers that were in this office daily, and close to 150 other part-time staff who are there to support the operations seasonally, dropped down to 2 full-time positions with just a handful of other part-time staff that would come in and out of the office to help out, and then probably another 30 or so part-timers that are working on at the swimming pool or the youth services kids club. So a dramatic drop in staff really changed just the dynamic of our office. And as difficult as, you know, COVID is and has been, being in the office here without the usual buzz of you know, registrations and people coming in and phone calls go on and whatnot, it's quieted itself down to really an odd, eerie type of an office. Not that they're not getting phone calls, but there's no bodies coming through, you know. So I'm a people person. I feel like I'm in a solitary confinement sometimes. So anyways, that's just me and my problem. Anyway, we have seen, like I said, just the staff really get torn apart, and now we're trying to slowly lend back and put some things together. So we're very fortunate to be able to continue to offer our kids club and kids camp, our aquatics program. And now for spring and summer, we're trying to work towards launching the girls softball, as we had mentioned earlier. And we're also working with the local Little League to get them back out on our fields, get the fields back up to snuff, and get them out there again to use our facilities. We're looking to also launch adult softball sometime in the spring. And again, we're working towards offering our popular summer program, the Junior Lifeguard Program. And I've been working with our on-site coordinator to put that program together. it's a slow process. And I'm finding that we need to reach out to try to hire, and we're finding it's a little bit of a struggle to hire staff right now. And we've had an ad out for a couple of weeks for staff for a youth services program. And we received, I think, one interested applicant through our advertisements. Fortunately, our reach goes out personally to folks to where we can find others who didn't respond to our ad and then be able to hire. And that's what we've had to do so far, but we're not seeing a lot of interest in returning to work here.
Kirk, I have a quick question. Are you saying that some of the maybe 3 to 4 people or 2 to 3 people that were full-time that are no longer full-time, they're not interested in coming back to their normal work, or is that option still available? Like, are you going to be able to hire back as you open up more programs and need more staffing? Will you be able to reach out to the people that previously worked at the city or for the Parks and Rec Department? Or
yes. Yeah, so I'm just addressing right now initially spring and summer. And at this time, I'd be looking to pick up part-time staff to assist us with these programs. As far as bringing back full-time staff, that is a process that we're starting right now or in the throes of working on our 2021-2022 fiscal year budget. That's where we would address trying to bring full-time staff back. At this time, I don't see getting full-time staff beginning July 1 due to a number of different reasons.
City budget, everything. But when you are able to hire people back, are there maybe longtime city employees that have been working for the Park and Rec Department that you're going to be able to bring back on board? Or are those positions for like brand new people that you're looking for?
I would open up the job announcement for anybody who would like to apply for the part-time positions. Full-time is different. Our sports supervisor, Karen Sweeney, retired.
Okay.
She was laid off, so I can't bring her back. So that would be a new person.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you. I'm just trying to get an idea of like, you know, if you guys are able to hire people back and maybe get back to a sense of normalcy with some of the same old people, or you're having to look for a whole new kind of staff as things reopen, and as you're able and needing people, you're needing to hire like new people to come in instead of being able to hire the old people back, you know?
Yeah.
But it sounds like maybe some folks took the opportunity to just, you know, be done working, retire a little earlier or whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, sadly, that was a forced retirement for her because she was laid off for a year and then made that or laid off for probably 6 months and then made that decision to go ahead and retire. But many, you know, most people have moved on and found other
right. It's just been too long for people to kind of wait for something like that.
Yeah, it's been a year. So
okay.
So I will reach out.
I don't need it for a lot. I just thank you.
Yeah. No, so I will be reaching out to some of our staff that we haven't had in the past. And that's a good point, though, because sadly, we've lost institutional knowledge in this office. When my sports supervisor, who had been here for 17 years, abruptly left, along with her staff, I've got nobody to fill in those gaps who knows programs, the contacts, things like that.
Or even potentially like community members that know, you know, that know the kids or the parents or the other people participating in programs, right?
So it's going to be a rebuilding process. And that's kind of what we're trying to explain in the staff report, that it's going to be a slow process to get us really back up to speed. Mm-hmm. We'll see some changes on what we've offered and how we've offered it and things like that. But it's going to be a process. So. Mm-hmm. I was just addressing really at this time was spring and summer, and now the second portion was fall and winter, and we are trying to continue now. We're expecting things to open up and expecting the restrictions to loosen to where we'll be able to provide more services. We would continue with our adult softball program, which is outdoors, so we should not have a problem with that. We're looking at starting or getting back our youth soccer program, which is a non-contact outdoor sport, which has less limitations than an indoor sport would, which is the winter program that we would try to launch is our youth basketball program. And that one I'm kind of holding my breath on because I don't know where we're going to be in January. Are we able to be, you know, indoors playing sports or not? So there's some things that are a gamble for us. And the city, due to its financial situation, was not ready to gamble early on, I'd say. So we're inching closer to, I hate to use the word gamble, but, you know, to bringing staff back in preparation of opportunities presenting themselves, if that makes sense. Along the lines of the of youth and adult sports, I mean, not along those lines, off those lines, would be looking at our city special events. So we've made a decision months ago to cancel out our annual 4th of July Family Fun Day that we've been holding at Tyburns Park. The decision was made early on that, so we're not offering anything for 4th of July. However, we expect to offer something like our downtown Halloween event, possibly our holiday tree lighting program, lighted boat parade, etc. And then also to get our regular facilities back open. One area I neglected to discuss here about spring and summer would be I am trying to get our senior liaison position filled again. Those duties have fallen really on my back as well as my other full-time staff. Angelica under her back, as well as our aquatics coordinator and our youth services coordinator, who's I don't know what her title is, Amanda. Sorry, Amanda. To get her, or she's been helping out tremendously as well, answering phones, dealing with the equipment loaning, helping me with the classes that we're offering the seniors right now. So I'm trying to get that position filled as well as soon as possible, and that's a part-time position. So really just concluding, you know, it's been a challenge for this office. It's been a challenge for everybody, but for this office specifically, you know, our whole model, business model was turned upside down and we took on different tasks to assist during the pandemic. And now we're kind of coming out the other end and looking to, you know, to get back to what we call normal. But what I've found through all this is Our team here is incredibly resilient and creative and able to change as needed. We've done a fantastic job, in my opinion, this year to provide these services in the community, to help folks, to answer the phones and provide the answers in a timely fashion to people who are really needing some help and some direction. And we've really responded, I think, in an awesome way. So, again, I'm going to say congratulations to our staff here for doing what they do, and we're looking forward to moving forward in a way to get us back to semi-normal or whatever we're going to call it, post-COVID. I don't know. We haven't got that figured out yet, but anyways, that's what I have. That's what I wanted to say tonight in regards to what we're trying to do and move forward, and I'd be happy to answer other questions that you might have.
Well, I'm also terribly concerned about losing that depth of knowledge. And I was wondering if any sort of training tools or seminars or something that, because we can't expect you to train everybody and know everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, how do you rebuild a recreation parks department? It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But are there any resources or any trainers that help train departments like this? Or if somebody's starting from scratch, how would they go about it? I mean, how do we have to look at this? You know, how do we bring people up to speed? You have to give them time to get up to speed before you throw them into the mix.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just hire them on Monday and expect them running at full speed on Friday.
Right.
So.
Right. And I'd like to be able to, try to bring back a couple of the folks that were part-time here that were instrumental in our youth sports program, because they do have the knowledge. If I'm not able to, we go out and we look for competent people who have some experience in recreational activities and providing recreational programming. No, they won't hit the ground running. There's going to be a learning curve, of course. But we do have, we do have the knowledge here, the reports and the, paperwork that we can go back to take a look at, to help us with, timelines, supplies and equipment, ordering, things like that. Other community gatekeepers or contacts that we might be able to get in touch with to help us with this. But it will take a bit of time, yeah. But as far as a company to come in to train, no, I don't think they have, they may have things like that. I don't know if we do something like that in this little town. But there are other conferences, things like that, that do address this, program-specific things, Drew, if that helps answer your question.
Yeah, it does. Okay, so I guess we need to budget, a couple weeks of breaking the people in before we start it. There's no point in doing it half-hearted and failing. So we just all have to be understanding, and the mayor and the city council have to understand that too. You might need to hire them, for a week or two in advance to get it all sorted out, get everybody's responsibilities lined out,
right,
and make them comfortable doing it.
Yes,
and provide services, that people come to expect from us,
right?
Because they do have pretty high expectations. It was running pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Drew, for that. It's a great question, too. I'm wondering, Kirk, if your staff, I'm a person that works with youth in the community myself, and I'm wondering if you guys have thought of, you probably have, but you have a lot of alumni to a lot of your really great programs at the Park and Rec Center, and I know you have a good email. I get emails myself sometimes. I coached my own daughter's soccer team before a few years back. Have you thought of emailing some of the older families with maybe older teenage kids that might be interested in filling some of those roles for you guys, like refereeing or chaperoning or doing those things? Have you reached out with kind of like, hey, we're looking for people, just to the families that contact you for rec sports? Like maybe some of their older siblings are looking for something pretty flexible and easy. I'm just thinking in my head, like maybe it might be a good resource, because not only do those kids maybe have grown up doing your programs and knowing the Parks and Rec, but they're at a point in their lives where they're looking for some part-time work or little work or office help or something, and it might be about something that they actually have some knowledge of, and they're easy to train because they don't have job experience yet.
Yeah, that's a good point, and we're not there quite yet. I'm still trying to get the approval to get the funding to move forward. But yes, we would certainly put job descriptions together and put them out at our regular locations of Cal Poly, Cuesta College, Craigslist. And then we also will oftentimes do an email type of a blast like that to try to generate some interest. We post on.
It would be a great idea as a person that works with teens. I mean, if one of their parents got an email that said, "Hey, the city's looking for people on the weekends. Like, go get a job."
Yeah.
I think that there might be a lot of people on board. So just offering maybe email some of those old folks and say, hey, I know you have a teenager. What are they doing this weekend?
Right.
Get them in there. Yes.
Great idea. Any other questions? Mr. Chairman, that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you all. Thank you, Kirk. May I have a motion to receive and file, C5?
I'll make a motion to receive and file C5.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Seeing no opposition, we will receive and file C5. And we see our next agenda item is the future agenda items. Mr. Carmichael, are there any future agenda items that we would like to talk about tonight?
Well, I don't have any right now, but if there's anything that that you folks would like to discuss, we just need to two of you to want to put something to agendize something.
Sure.
Melissa? I'd love to just agendize one thing, and if no one seconds it, that's okay, but I'd like for maybe all of us to think about it. I know we have the super awesome junior guard program here in Morro Bay. It's been going on since I was growing up and before. I would like to maybe think about a surf club, an after school surf club for maybe fifth through ninth graders. The high school already has its own surf team, but there's a lot of kids, obviously. I mean, we live right by the beach. I grew up surfing. Everyone I know grew up surfing. My daughter surfs. And I think that there may be a need for like a little after school program that isn't karate or jujitsu, but like surfing or tide pooling or beach combing, or, you know, just being down at the water and hanging out and being chaperoned and having a couple hours outside to unwind after school. Might be something the city is interested in putting together. If they could find a couple high school kids to chaperone a couple times a week and charge families $25, you know, whatever, to have their kids hang out and maybe surf, maybe beach comb, maybe check out some tide pool. I'd like to somehow make that an agenda item to talk about and discuss.
I think that would probably be good because it does go hand in hand with junior lifeguarding, but also if you look, looking at paddling club, really? Paddling competitions on the boards themselves, not the stand-up paddling, but paddling.
Yeah. Well, there's things too, like there are a lot of kids here that actually compete in surfing, and we're like this premier surfing town that people come to and surf our waves and come here from everywhere, but we don't really have a way to encourage our youth to pursue surfing as maybe a really cool hobby that they could be sponsored for, like skateboarding or scooting.
Well, yeah, and I think that's, I mean, just what options we can have.
Giving our youth opportunity to pursue something that this is our area, this is where I live, this is where we live, this is our lifestyle. You know, if your family has a surfing lifestyle, this is part of our life here. We're kind of surfers, we're kind of cowboys, and this is what we do. And we should give our youth opportunities to pursue things that they already do anyway, you know, but with a little bit of time after school, maybe their parents don't have time to take them surfing a couple times a week and they don't have surf racks for their bike. Maybe they can, you know, go hang out a little bit and get their surf time in during the week and you know, hone their craft and do their thing. So that's all. That's all. I'm going to mute.
That sounds like a good idea. Is do we have someone that would like to move to agendize this item?
Sure, I'll make a motion that we agendize looking into a surf club or another type of activity.
Or other aquatic activities.
Other aquatic,
yeah.
We happen to have an ocean handy.
Yeah. And a second then? We have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Very good. So let's do that. Let's agendize this item for next time.
Okay.
So now it's time to adjourn.
Aw.
We are adjourning to the next regular Recreation and Parks Commission meeting at 6 p.m. Thursday, May 20th via teleconference.
Very good.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Stay safe.
Thanks,
thank
all.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Eddie, turn this off.
Thanks, Anthony.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, video man.
You're welcome. Everyone enjoy your evening. Thank you so much.
Cheers.